building a business is one thing. Growing it takes the right partner. And with the many challenges that businesses face, financing should not be one of them. At Access Bank, when we say we love SMEs, we mean just that. Here for you at every stage of your journey with our cash flow lending facility. We're making business easier with collateral-free loans, allowing you to focus on what matters most. Growth. Ready to apply for your collateral-free loan? Call your relationship manager or call 202 or simply visit any of our branches today. T's and C's apply. Access Bank. More than banking.
Leaders and residents are raised alarm over cable thefts in Bozakile Township. Poor state of the road linking Nkumbi Market to the Chitina area worry residents. And in African news, a Russian pickup artist accused of secretly filming women in Ghana. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Leaders of three churches in Kitwe's Bozakile Township have expressed concern over recent cable theft that have left their places of worship without electricity. The church leaders say the thefts have disrupted the church services and other community activities, affecting congregants who rely on the facilities for worship and outreach programs.
Even as well as the police, I think the police have to intensify the patrols just to make sure that the lives of the people there are protected and safeguarded. So it's an appeal to the people in authority that they should put up the socks.
And Chibote Ward Councillor Clement Patela, who has been engaging with the affected church communities, echoed their concerns, stating that the incidents highlight the challenges faced by police in the area. Mr. Patella said he is worried that occupants of church premises could be at risk of attack and has appealed to police to intensify patrols in the township. He further cited police manpower shortages as a contributing factor to the prevailing security challenges.
It is, and the people who are doing this, they are cursed. You can't say what church. These days, they are not money-making people. They are just ask for donations. And it's the very community which looks after the church. It's like you are sitting in your own property. I don't think these people are doing this. I don't know how I can describe them. This is inhuman. You can't be sitting at the church. Now, if they are coming into the premises of the church, what of the properties? They are not very safe. I know the police, our police officers at Ukrakire, they are very much geared for the these what we call patrols.
Yeah,
I know them. It's only that the manpower.
Yeah.
I think what is needed here is to beef up manpower. Because they can't manage. These criminals, you know, they know the vehicles when they do the patrol.
Residents of Wankumbi area in Chitina village have raised concern over the poor state of the road linking Nkumbi Market to the Chitina area, saying the situation is negatively affecting their daily activities and livelihoods. The residents have explained that the deteriorated condition of the road has made transportation difficult, especially for traders, motorists and pedestrians who depend on the route to access some markets, schools and health facilities. They say it has disrupted the business operations and increased the transport challenges in the area. The residents have since appealed to government and relevant stakeholders to urgently rehabilitate the road, stating that improved infrastructure would enhance mobility and support economic activities.
The road to the land of the ile pita kukore dira na ayo naikafe kumona wakore dibo nsefe na ayo naikaroji tatureenda buino au na nguwabare ya kukiriniki ya pachitina au no buino buino mwandini vinduta file ingira au so tule romba kukwati mtu wafirishe kwa mwebu teko ama onda kaire chile ngano kwa chareo naika mise woko naika mabampu shani so nga batu wafirisha kofefine nishi saba kwa buino
then uyumu sebo tauri buino chile lenga ifirifion safety ifi abu ya ntanshi filefuwa yukufika tabale sika abantu mulandu bale china alo jimi oto kata chirenda ndze nyama onda na ena tareenda bwino bwino so that's why kurebera max den chama onda shani takuwe mesana so mwe buteko f3 rilishani yako ito sina timu tupangi mutu wa mcheko umusebo.
Kapabelt Province Permanent Secretary Lawrence Mwanza has expressed satisfaction with the condition of health facilities he has toured so far in the province. Mr. Mwanza says he is particularly impressed with the availability of drugs at Ronald Ross General Hospital in Mufurila District. Speaking when he toured the hospital, Mr. Mwanza said the inspections are aimed at assessing the condition of health facilities and the availability of medicines, which remain a top priority for the government and President Hage Ndigijilema in the quest to provide quality health services across the country.
So far so good, I can say. Generally, I'm impressed with all health facilities I've toured. You know, this kind of place is the Rabongwe Switch in Gola, here in Frida. And I've seen the last time I came here and what I've seen today, there's a lot of progress. And I'm impressed with what I've seen. You hear the president telling us that this work has a team. This is what teamwork can do. I think even my team from the province has really appreciated what I've said. And the drugs, I can see, even when I go on radio, I'll be confident to speak into the correct figures. We are in 90% of drugs here, so meaning we have all these essential drugs in the office.
And Ronald Ross General Hospital Senior Pharmacist Mr. Luwekese Otni confirmed that the hospital currently has 90% of essential medicines in stock. He added that the facility also has adequate stocks of antiretroviral ARV drugs for HIV treatment, which are expected to last for the next 6 months. The Kitwaland Alliance has expressed